Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They tell me they weren't jumping, they were wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Pam is a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the president of Unity Marketing, the author of more books, the most books I've ever seen on why luxury affluent people do what they do, including putting the lux back in luxury, including shopping, why we love it, and how retailers can create the ultimate customer experience. And there's at least one more out there that I don't even have in here that I think somebody has borrowed. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good morning. Here we are, the biggest shopping day of the year.
Let them eat cake? Was that one of those like that?
Yeah, that would let them eat cake, and then why people buy things they don't need. That's my favorite one,
why people buy things they don't need. It's Black Friday, but Pam, it's not, I mean, what did they call it yesterday? Brown Thursday? What is that?
Yeah, I know. Last year, a few stores sort of started opening Thanksgiving. It was like to test the waters, and this year has been the real gusher. Many stores now have followed suit, and the malls have been opening at 7 or 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving.
Some were open earlier, 5 o'clock, I think.
I know it. Well, you know, we were traveling yesterday, so I drove by one of the major malls near my house and also by a Target store, and the Target store is what really surprised me. They were lined up. I mean, it's in a strip mall, and they were lined up all the way to the end of the strip mall, and that wasn't, you know, there was by some really big stores. I was amazed at that. So obviously, there are people out there who want to do something Thanksgiving evening and are ready to go to the stores. And maybe it's easier to get out on, you know, at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night than at 5 a.m. on Black Friday. I know.
What do you think about retailers doing that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the retailers have really focused on this Christmas season for gifts, you know, the gifting. I mean, that has become the real big focus. But what is interesting is that for shoppers, it isn't as important as the rest of the year. And the Census Department Bureau of Commerce Statistics has got the information. In 1992, about 34% of what they classify as the GAFO, which is General Merchandisers Apparel,
right,
furnishings and other stores,
right,
that classification, which is basically the kind of stores you see in a mall, that 34% of the GAFO stores' annual retail was done during the fourth quarter. So that was at 34% 20 years ago. This year, in 2012, 20 years later, only 27% of the stores of a GAFO retail is done in the fourth quarter. So what that's saying is that fourth quarter isn't really that important anymore, and it's almost equal to the rest of the year. So,
why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's less and less important for people to buy at this time of year, which is why we see all the retailers.
Are people buying less in the fourth quarter, or are they evening it out over the year, I think?
They're evening out over the rest of the year.
See, that's what I do. That's what I've always done.
Yeah, exactly.
I never wait. If I want you to have something in August, if I think of you in August, I give it to you in August.
I know it. I mean, I think that's the growing trend. Because, I mean, the fact is,
Wait, time out, Pam. Are you saying, now this could be really scary. This could be a trick question, Pam. Are you saying the world could be slowly but surely lurching toward my logic? The logic of Jim Blasingame?
Some people in it are. I think, and it's probably the affluent, because I'll tell you, they're the ones that have the dollars to spend.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm really concerned about this holiday season, just because I think there's so many people that are really struggling now. And the data shows it.
Yeah. So you think it's going to be? Are the merchants worried about the volumes this year?
Oh, they are scared. They are really, really scared. I mean, we have six fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right, that's a big deal, isn't it?
It really is, and that's why I think that they pushed up Black Friday.
Almost a week late this year.
Yeah, so they've got this less time to make their I think the illusion is that that's when they're going to make their money. I think mm-hmm. they may make sales, but that's not where the profits come from. The profits come from not discounting but selling at full retail price.
Right.
So I think that we really need to particularly small businesses, because the fact is small businesses are run by families.
That's right.
And they're not going to be competing Thanksgiving mm-hmm. evening. So
no.
The smaller independent retailers need a new game plan, and they can't compete.
They don't need to try to compete on Black Friday. If they're doing the right thing, their customers are going to count on them for the things that they provide them, and they've already ordered it, or they're going to be but come by, or you need to be reminding them. I don't think if you're a small business retailer and you're doing your job, your customers already know, you've already been in contact with them, you've already got to build a relationship with them if you're doing the right thing. If you're not, then you're going to become irrelevant on Black Friday.
That's the truth. And I feel, what I feel is so important is that small specialty retail really needs to focus on the experiences they're delivering to their customers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And understand the right customers, and the right customers are the more affluent.
The specialists and the customization and the saving them time.
Saving them trouble. But again, it's like the right customers, because not everybody is suited to your kind of experience. And it's really the more affluent people in your community. It's the affluent.
Well, and the truth is if you're a small business retailer, more than likely, especially if you've got a business that's a gift type of a business, like clothing or whatever, some kind of specialty company, many of your customers are a little more affluent than the average person out there, aren't they?
Exactly. So that's why you don't really have to really compete on price. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be so overpriced, but you really need to compete on those special
services.
But
you do, Pam, have to have comparable technology. Because and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, people want to shop, if not buy, they want to shop online, and so small business owners, you've been hearing me say this now for 16 years, you've got to have a viable and up-to-date web presence so people will want to find what you have. Pam, I need your website, please.
Yes, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and we have a lot of information there about specialty retail.
And your books are available. They can find out more about your books there, and they're available wherever books are sold, right?
Well, mostly online today.
So check it out, folks. Putting the Lux Back in Luxury is one of her books. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Pam Danziger. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.